This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Six U.S. Democratic presidential candidates traded barbs with each other in a tense debate late Tuesday night, attempting to make the case to voters in the farm state of Iowa that they alone have the political fortitude and skill to take on Republican Donald Trump in the November national election. It was the seventh debate, but the last before Democrats in the U.S. heartland cast the first votes in the party's months-long nomination process at nighttime caucuses less than 2 weeks away from now on February 3rd. Iowa draws outsized national attention because it is the first in the once-every-4-years presidential sweepstakes. The U.S. House of Representatives plans to vote on Wednesday on sending impeachment articles to the Senate. We get more in the story from the AP's Sagar Magani.
The House is set to vote tomorrow on sending the articles of impeachment to the Senate, which would then launch just the third ever impeachment trial of a president. GOP Chief Mitch McConnell says he's aiming for Tuesday after running into Republican opposition for a plan to simply dismiss the charges.
Our members feel that we have an obligation to listen to the arguments.
He's also under growing pressure to call fresh witnesses.
If you want the truth, you have to have witnesses. You have to have documents.
Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says more Republicans are coming around to that idea, though McConnell says it's too early to decide on allowing new testimony. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Authorities say an explosion at a chemical plant in northeastern Spain on Tuesday killed one person, injured nearly a dozen others. Three were seriously hurt. A press spokesman for the port city of Tarragona, where the plant is located, said a preliminary investigation indicated the force of the blast caused a nearby building to collapse, killing one person. The cause of the chemical accident is under investigation. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. France, Britain, and Germany have triggered a mechanism that puts the Iran nuclear deal into dispute, which, if no resolution is reached, could lead to a return to the UN sanctions it lifted. Reuters' Lucy Felder has that story.
The deal requires Iran to curb its nuclear program, which it has always insisted is peaceful. But U.S. President Donald Trump pulled the United States out in 2018, saying it was too weak. Washington has ramped up sanctions that are severely damaging Iran's economy. Since then, Iran has reduced its compliance, saying the Trump administration's actions give it the right. The question is now whether the European powers' step is a nail in the deal's coffin. The EU, which acts as guarantor and must now inform fellow signatories Russia, China and Iran itself, said it wanted a return to compliance, not to sanctions.
That was Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting. Iranian students staged noisy rallies at four Tehran universities on a fourth day of protest against Iran's Islamist rulers after they admitted to mistakenly shooting down a passenger jet, killing all on board, including Iranians. Iran's missile attacks, which caused no casualties, were in retaliation for what the U.S. called a self-defensive strike that killed a top Iranian general in Baghdad earlier this month. The International Organization for Migration says most of the more than 1,000 migrants who fled escalating violence and deteriorating humanitarian conditions, that is, in Libya over the past 2 weeks, have returned to Libyan shores and been sent to abusive detention centers. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from the IOM headquarters in Geneva.
The International Organization for Migration says heavy fighting in the Libyan capital Tripoli between government forces and those loyal to rebel leader Khalifa Haftar prompted the sudden exodus. IOM spokeswoman Safa Miseli says most of the migrants fleeing across the Mediterranean toward Italy are from West and Central Africa. She says 136 women and 85 children are among those intercepted at sea and returned to Libya.
The majority of those people departing or fleeing violence and abuse in Libya have been actually returned to the very city that is now witnessing some of the heaviest clashes.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
And as always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. Also, additional information on the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.